and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. Well, it's been a volatile first quarter for U.S. fixed income markets as investors try to navigate pressure on multiple fronts, including geopolitical conflict, technological disruption, and continued concerns in the private credit and direct lending markets. The result has been a meaningful repricing across risk assets, with spreads on both investment grade and high yield bonds now trading at the widest levels seen since Liberation Day last year. Much of this move has been driven by AI displacement risk, and specifically that parts of the software sector could face structural obsolescence as a result. At the same time, questions around underwriting standards in private credit, a market with much heavier exposure to software, is raising alarm bells that a broader and deeper repricing of assets is yet to come. The one notable exception to this move has been in energy, where spreads have actually tightened year to date as higher oil prices due to the ongoing conflict in Iran are expected to bolster margins in a sector that has already spent years deleveraging and repairing balance sheets. The question now for investors is, what has been overdone and what risks still lay ahead? As it relates to the recent software sell-off, or what some have dubbed the SaaSpocalypse, we believe the risk is real for certain parts of the sector, particularly those that are more narrowly focused or single vertical software businesses. And we also believe that this could lead to both higher default rates and lower recoveries in the sector. However, replacing core enterprise system remains extremely expensive and operationally risky. So in our view, the bigger risk is not immediate displacement, but longer term reinvestment pressure. Software companies are generally asset light and relatively low CapEx, which allows them to protect cash flows quickly when conditions tighten. But staying competitive in an AI-driven world will likely require significant investment in new workflows, AI integration, and research and development. But importantly, it's not just the risk itself that matters, it's where the concentration of that risk lies that will have the most meaningful impact on investor portfolios and returns. And not every market is created equal in that respect. For example, within US high yield, technology represents less than 5% of the market. Under 4% of that is tied to software. In contrast, leveraged loans have roughly 17% of software exposure, while private credit and direct lending portfolios have north of 30% exposure to the sector. On top of this, the high yield market today is much larger, more liquid, and higher quality than it has been historically. So not only does high yield have less direct exposure to software disruption, but many issuers are also better positioned to adapt to technological change. As investors begin to put the pause on allocations or further funding to private credit and other middle market direct lending, regular way high yield bonds may increasingly emerge as the natural replacement for investors' seemingly insatiable demand for yield. This could create a powerful potential tailwind for an already structurally resilient high yield bond market, and is an area we are keeping an eye on as we look for opportunities to find value in a turbulent and uncertain market backdrop. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.